As we mentioned, the 50th anniversary of the Texas Tower shooting also marks the day a controversial campus carry law goes into effect in Texas. Today, people with licenses can carry concealed firearms on the campuses of public colleges across the state. Laura Eisenzee, from Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media, has our story.
Here at the University of Houston, new student orientation covers the basics of college life. Things like class schedules, academic advising, and what to do when you're sick. Now it also covers carrying a gun.
Concealed carry is you cannot see it. So bottom line is you should not see any guns here on this campus unless it's a law enforcement officer.
Sergeant Dina Padovan is with the campus police. All summer, she's told new students and their parents what they can expect from campus carry. It's one way the University of Houston is preparing for guns on campus. Padovan's boss, UH Police Chief Caesar Moore, says he doesn't know if guns will make campus safer. He's focused on making sure people know about the change.
We're past the philosophical argument of pro or con. We're at the point that the law has passed, the policy's in place, and we're implementing the law. That's what we're doing.
Moore believes the most visible change will be the new signs that mark gun-free zones, places like the daycare, special labs, and the rec center.
I don't think that the typical student will see any difference in their college experience because the typical student would not be carrying a gun.
Until now, guns haven't been part of the typical college experience in Texas. One survey finds that students in Texas oppose guns on campus 2-1.
I know, it's a place where, like, students can come, hang out.
We're now at the Student Center, where I met Aaron Patton. He's majoring in biotechnology.
You can carry within here and everything. To me, that's nice. I carry most places that I go off of campus. It's nice to know that I can come in, I can eat, and I can feel safe knowing that I have my own firearm on me and everything. So,
when he gets his final class schedule, Patton will check to see if concealed weapons are restricted in any of them. He plans to carry as much as possible.
In case something awful were to happen on campus, I would know that I'd be able to defend and protect myself.
Other students find no comfort in that.
To say the least, I would say I'm frightened.
Ahmed Siraj plans to graduate in chemical engineering in May.
You know, I know in Texas here, everyone just talks about how much, you know, we like our guns. But with campus carry, you know, I think that's the last place guns should be would be an environment, a school environment like the University of Houston.
Siraj has to adapt to that concept here at the Student Center, in his classes, and where he lives. He's going to be a resident advisor at the only dorm on campus where concealed weapons are allowed.
It'd be, I guess, alarming to, you know, open up a residence room and see a gun there and then know that they're allowed to have that gun.
In that case, he's supposed to walk out and call the cops. Concealed handguns can't be in plain sight at the dorm. But they are allowed inside professors' offices at UH. And that brings us to the final stop in our tour, with Maria Gonzalez in the English department.
I teach feminist theory, and I teach queer theory. I teach some fairly controversial topics.
Gonzalez says this year she might be more cautious with those controversial topics. She also might move student meetings to gun-free zones. And she's considering something else. She may get her own license to carry a weapon.
There's a part of me that instinctively says, if you're concealed carrying, so am I.
Gonzalez has 3 more weeks to decide before classes start. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Eisenstein in Houston.